The following is a production of Dirty Mo Media.
5 seconds! 5, 4, 3, 2! We're live!
Come on!
Woo!
Come on!
Man, what a day here.
That might be the best start to a live show that we've ever had.
Studio. What just happened?
Dustin's energy. Can we get a little more of that? Can we get that one more time?
Gosh. Oh my gosh.
What do you mean?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I guess, yeah, look, welcome to Dirty Mo Live here on this beautiful Wednesday.
It's a gloomy Wednesday.
It's kind of a yeah, actually,
but
it's not that nice.
Weather's starting to
upside,
turn.
It is like perfect hoodie short weather right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's kind of what I'm rocking right here, the hoodie short combination.
I'm still low.
I want to start with this. Travis, you said that you wash your shoes with the rest of your laundry.
Yeah.
Maybe this is a common thing, but I feel like I've just never heard that before.
I thought he said it was, didn't you say, was it in the dishwasher?
Well, I was joking. Oh, like, okay. You wash it with your clothes. I'm like, no, with my plates.
I don't know, but your shoes have been... I mean, they've seen a lot of bathroom floors. You sure? I know it's getting washed, but I still just like, I don't know. I don't want to mix that with anything else.
What's the point of a washer?
That's true. Yeah.
It's to wash.
I don't know. I just feel weird
it's
about
like
throwing
comes out
shoes
of the
in
dirty.
The washer with everything else. Again, I could be completely wrong.
These shoes are literally mint. Like, you take the shoestrings out. I take the insole out.
That sounds like a lot of work.
I could do it in 10 seconds right now.
Do it.
No, we don't need to. That's on another
stream.
Yeah,
you took your shoes off earlier, right before we went live. What's the difference now? You don't want the world to see your paws?
Gosh, yeah. Your paws. Don't defer to them that way. That just is not, I don't like that.
My dogs are barking.
Yeah.
Sean says he loves the weather this week.
Yeah, it's
Sean
pretty good.
Sullivan. It's nice.
Oh, yeah. Double O.
Double O
is back.
Let's go.
I was waiting for Double O.
Yeah, I was going to say, if
live,
he's not here, then it doesn't
it's
count.
It's not live until Double O enters the chat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why we were clapping.
I wash my running shoes in the laundry regularly without issue.
Let's go.
All right. See, I need to get on that because, I don't know, I just feel like I worry about.
What?
Because, like, the washing machine can get violent. Like, and, like, with my running shoes, like, I don't want them getting all stretched out or whatever.
But but that's a different thing than what you're first saying.
Yeah.
You're first talking about the dirtiness.
And the dirtiness, too. And the dirtiness. I just, I don't know.
How
I feel weird about it.
Stretched.
Yeah, I don't know. I like the air out and Febreze method.
All right.
For my running shoes.
You know what?
Forget it.
Enough about shoes. Let's move on. No one cares what the hell you do with them.
Hey, also, we've got a special guest. He's not here yet, but the new general manager of South Boston will be joining us, Brandon Brown.
Very cool.
He's on his way
he
right
just
now.
Got here, actually.
Oh, he just got here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just walked in through the door.
I wish he would have shown up on time.
Yeah. 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 Well, we're starting without
setting a great example.
Oh, man. Anyways, hey, we came off of a weekend at Texas. The Texas race, we talked all about that on our shows. I kind of half watched it from the Eric Church pit. It was the one Sunday where it was kind of hard to pay attention to both things. Yeah. One thing had to give, and it was the race. But I did see a bunch of crashes. I watched the end of the race. I saw Bubba give it up at the end. But
speaking of, I have a funny story from the Eric Church concert that I wanted to share with you guys. So,
Because you were there too.
I was there as well. Yep. So I was walking through the parking lot with a cold beverage in my hand, and I was wearing a hat and black aviator sunglasses. Or aviator style sunglasses. And I'm minding my own business and I'm there with my girlfriend. And this guy comes up to me and goes, "Hey, man, you probably get this all the time.
You look like Eric.
You look exactly like Chase Elliott."
Oh, Chase Elliott.
Yep. And I was like, No, I don't get that all the time. And I wanted to say, I am Chase Elliott. Dalton Greco's driving my car in Texas right now. This was on Sunday.
Yeah.
It was a funny little moment. And I was like,
still
a little bit taller that day.
You know who people confuse me with? You.
Me? Yeah, all the time here.
At JRM. I went down.
All the time.
Last week I ordered lunch, had delivered. I'm standing waiting, and one of the girls was like staring at me. And I'm like, "I'm just waiting for food." She's like, "Didn't you just get lunch?" I'm like, "No, that was Dalton."
Yep. It doesn't help that we oftentimes order like the same lunch on the same day. Like we both get Chipotle on certain days.
Damn, yeah. Dalton Travis is hungry today.
I know, Dalton
just one. Yeah, we're just gonna combine your guys' names. By the way, I don't know if anyone in the chat has asked it yet, but the three fools here on the live show: Andrew Curlin, Dalton Greco, Travis Rockhold. So Texas happened.
Thumbs up or thumbs down, Texas?
Here's what I said earlier today.
No,
it
can't
wasn't
do
earlier
that.
Today. It was like earlier this week.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I had a pretty low bar for Texas, and it exceeded my expectations. Okay, yeah. So
wait, you were at a concert.
Yeah, maybe that's why it was so
it really
good. I really
my
saw
expectations by
I
not
saw the highlights.
It.
If you watch the Texas race. At the pit before their church concert, it is awesome.
Oh,
well,
man.
Well, I mean, from what I saw, like, you texted me, hey, the race is about to go green. I would turn it on my phone. And then when it wasn't, I would go back to just sitting and enjoying my time in the pit.
If you cancel out
I really
the
got the best.
Laps.
Yeah.
I got the highlights.
If you really just take the best moments, that it wasn't a bad race.
Yeah. Oh, this is not my best start today.
Obviously, I didn't really watch it either because I was at the concert. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it was a decent race. I mean, no, I don't. But we get back into this argument of does every race need to be super mega awesome, action packed, crashing, banging, beating the whole? Like, does it need to be that every week, or does that make you appreciate those races more?
I think it's more just I liked Texas a lot more before the repave, and just the racing. I mean, it got strung out at least. From what I saw in stage one, I watched stage one waiting to get into the venue, and I didn't really see a whole lot happening. But at least, and someone, Todd, in the chat just said, Talladega is the best track that he ever. This is far away. I'm trying to read the screen from here.
It's like an eye test.
Oh my gosh.
Best track ever I've went to that track.
8 years in a row. Stayed in the camper. Okay, and that's actually kind of where we're getting at here. Is Talladega stories. I feel like every time Talladega comes around, we got to talk about our infield stories, and we ask the fans on social media, here in the YouTube chat, we want to hear your best Talladega infield stories. Or if you don't have one from Talladega, let's hear your best NASCAR infield story, too. Like, we won't discriminate against Talladega.
Yeah.
But we got some pretty good ones. We got some good tweets, and I don't know, do we want to dive into those?
Why
Start
not?
Start sharing some stories.
Why not? We can get to our picks later and talk about a couple other
picks
things.
Picks about, you know who got the Texas right?
Oh, yeah. You did pick Byron. Yeah, but you
know,
gotta.
You know who almost picked the last place finisher?
This guy.
I almost picked the winner.
Nobody
else's
driver
did a lap
backwards, though, so.
Yeah. What, you, Kyle Busch, Byron, Larson. I think we're the three picks.
You got Rick Allen.
Yeah, I
did
get
Rick
Allen.
Allen. Yeah.
Anyways, let's get to some infield stories.
You've been there, right?
Shall we? I have been there. Been there twice.
I have not.
What races did you go to?
I went to the one that Chase Elliott won.
Oh, congrats on that victory.
Thanks.
Yeah.
It was a tough, you know. The Napa Chevy was real good.
I can't. So Chase Elliott, it was when he won in the Little Caesars car. Or,
Pizza.
Or I guess it was the only Chase Elliott win in Talladega.
I wasn't there, you were, so you'd have to tell me.
Shoot.
You're asking us, like, we know.
And then I've been again. I can't even remember who. Oh, it was the Bubba win. But I it rained out. It was pushed to Monday. I couldn't stay until Monday.
Oh,
here's a story from Sean. Back in 2019 at the Coke 600, I met Richard Petty at the infield Circle K, saw Cheap Trick, and got drunk. Note, I was 19 then. Okay, well,
dang.
Luckily this is not an in-person.
Way to break the law.
Yeah.
Hey.
Get him.
And this is an awesome comment. This is unrelated to NASCAR, but Ty Smith is doing the 70.3 triathlon at Wilmington as well. I'll look for you there, Ty.
Anyway, yeah, so
that's
Talladega.
It. That's exciting. It's always exciting to see a fellow Ironman athlete.
I know.
What?
Oh, no, we just got a text.
What? I need to.
We can't read that on air. Oh, my gosh. Maybe we'll give you a PG version later.
Hey, Brandon, Brandon's here, and he can just.
Brandon Brown is
he'll
harassing
be able to share
us
it.
From
he's
off the screen.
Leave me alone.
Okay.
On to Bristol.
Bristol.
No, Talladega, where the hell are you?
Fucking hell.
Bristol was 2 weeks ago.
I'm flustered now.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez. All right. Josh Briggs, who can forget the ongoing story of Omar and Amber in 2019? I was there the whole weekend and wondered what would happen. And so I was there that race. And for those who don't know the context to this, basically this guy, Omar, had been talking to this girl, Amber, on Facebook for like a few years.
Yep, 2 years.
And like it was like they were... I don't know.
It's very like catfish kind
catfish
of situation.
Catfish type of story. And he they were supposed to meet at Talladega.
Yes.
He brought a bouquet of flowers and was interviewed on the big screen. She's like, she's not here yet. And then throughout the entire race,
oh my God,
they kept checking in to see if Amber showed up.
Oh,
He said that they had been talking for 2 years. He had fallen in love with her, called her the sexiest woman alive. and the whole time he was just calling her my girlfriend, my queen, the love of my life. And I don't think that they ever connected. So
I was sitting in the media center where this happened. And the first time he talked about it, kind of some ears started perking up. And then by like the fourth or fifth update, I mean, people were tweeting about it as soon as the new Omar and Amber alert came. I mean, no pun intended there. Yeah,
Amber
but like
alert.
Quite literally like the update on the situation. I mean, like I remember Jeff Gluck, I think he tweeted about it a few times. Sharing the whole story. But like... we were trying to follow along in the media center, and it was entertaining. And I don't think they ever connected.
Star-crossed lovers.
Yes, one of the untold NASCAR love stories that never came to be.
Yeah.
Well,
I hope they're doing well wherever they're at. Double O has a funny story.
Oh, all right.
He said that he was at Talladega, and when he was there, I guess Michael McDowell had a problem. He was going slower than the rest of the field, and he said that there were 3 60-year-old men behind him just pointing and hollering at Michael McDowell every time they came by, like cheering him on. He said they left about halfway through the race and turned around. There was about 25 tall boys just lined up where they were sitting.
Oh, my God.
That is awesome.
All right, let's see. Let's get back to Twitter. Mm. This one's from Big Stink. I would suggest a stick of deodorant or something. Big Stink said...
put your shoes in the washer.
Yeah, put your shoes in the damn washer. Maybe that's my... maybe I sent this
burner.
One in. This is my burner account. I'm the Big Stink.
Big Stink.
Oh, boy. Best friend from college was being chased by a lover... I guess that's starred or in parentheses, on the boulevard and escaped to turn 3 this spring and stayed the night in turn 3. The Jets found him on the apron, and he was transported to the infield care center at 6 a.m. the next morning. Police and nurses could not stop laughing at the entire story.
Yeah.
That's it. I wonder why was he being chased, and why did he want to get away? Like, why did he want to get away from her?
Yeah, Travis, what was it like waking up in turn 3 at Talladega?
Yeah. Let's ask the Big Stink himself.
I mean, listen, when you've been drinking, for the record, this isn't me.
It wasn't Travis.
But when you've been drinking, you sometimes have the tendency to want to just go for a run. Like, you just run places.
Yeah, it is fun to run after you've had a few.
Like, you don't know why. You just
want to test the motor skills.
Like, I've ran to, like, a friend's house before hammered. Like, you just go.
And no better place to test, just to open it up than...
yeah.
Quite literally on the high banks of Talladega.
I think next year we need to... I go to Talladega for the first time ever and experience it. We just capture it all.
And yeah, you just want to capture it.
I would love to go with you. I think that would be a lot of fun. We've got some crap talk
Dustin,
going
are you
on.
In for that? You come and we shoot something at Talladega next year?
Oh, someone, I'll take a camera for sure.
Yes.
Let's do it. I'm here for it. I think that would be fun.
Yeah.
Someone's saying that...
I want you to go through like the mud pit. You know how they do those like
mud
pit races? I want you to... yeah, like... yeah.
You versus Hardy.
I think he'd win.
He probably would.
Probably.
We got someone saying that the infield's great and all, but the North Campground is a better time for Hardy at.
That might be that's from Kevin. That might be a little
hot
industry
take.
Secret right there.
Kevin, be careful. Don't give that away.
I didn't really know about that. Yeah. I always knew of the Boulevard being the place, but maybe
think,
that's the new place
I think
to party.
Denny went walking down the Boulevard earlier this year when they were there. I think he put on Instagram.
Bob,
he had a friend
Bob Pockers gets wild down there.
Yeah, Bob goes pretty crazy. The Talladega infield.
Crazier than when he's on one of those like bouncy pit.
Well,
deals.
Anytime, oh yeah, the bounce house. I mean, even at Bristol, he was going wild at the foam party. It's fun to watch Bob Pockers go to the racetrack.
Wait, Bob was at a foam party?
Yeah, was like some like big foam party.
Like,
remember when he like knocked over that kid in the bounce house?
Oh yeah, that was awesome.
It was great.
Yeah.
Someone said the north parking lot's described as a zoo.
Holy cow. Gosh. Wow.
Oh, man. Yeah. Let's move on. We'll go to this next one. This is from Eric. I think Eric's actually in our chat right now. He's from Canada. He said
Is it this Eric right here?
He said he went to Dega for the first time this past spring, and during stage two, he fell between two grandstand seats, slicing his shin wide open.
Eric.
So being from Canada, he thought he was going to have to pay up a lot of money to get it fixed. Turns out they just took him under the grandstand, stitched him up right there, and he was right back in the action.
Hold on. And I want to make sure this is clear. Like, a medical professional stitched him up. It wasn't like, hey, dude, you're bleeding.
Yeah.
Meet me under the grandstands. Oh, I'll suit you up.
I got a fishing hook on my hat. I'll just take that off.
Eric, if you're in the chat, we need some clarification on this one.
Yeah, I need to
know. Did they sterilize it with vodka? Or
how
what,
drunk
what
were you, Eric? Like, were you hammered or sober? Scale 1 to 10. Like, I need to know. Because I want to know how you fall.
Yeah, I don't feel like you fall sober very often.
Well, just between two, like, I'm just curious, like, how that happens. Mm. Were you trying to climb? I need more air.
Yes,
it was a medical professional.
All right,
thank God.
So he probably still has his leg. It didn't rot off.
No,
from an infection.
And actually, he tweeted a picture of it.
Okay.
So if you go, or was it on Twitter or Facebook? I think it was on Twitter. If you go to Dirty Mo's Twitter account, look at the replies. Eric's is in there, and he replied with one of the pictures.
Okay, Kevin lives 5 minutes from the track. I feel like that's dangerous.
Yeah, oh. I wouldn't want to live 5 minutes from any track.
So do you just walk there, Kevin? I feel like
you.
That'd be kind of nice on race weekends.
He probably sells parking.
Yeah.
Oh, park at Kevin's house. Tell him we sent you.
Mm. Yes.
Use code
DirtyMoLive. Yeah. For 50% off parking at Kevin's house.
Get your DirtyMoLive parking passes.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yes, because we're selling them.
Yeah.
Do we want to read Robert's tweet? I think it's hilarious.
Then you read
it. I don't even know if this is.
I didn't want to read it.
I'm nervous.
You're nervous?
I didn't want to read it because I am the one who always gets thrown under the bus when some weird thing gets posted or shared on social media or YouTube.
Are you going
to
read
it?
Not
by anybody, but just. So,
hold on.
Now I'm afraid to read it.
Are you going to read it or not?
Yeah.
Then I'm leaving.
Why?
I don't want to be associated with what's about. I don't know what's about to happen.
It's not even that bad.
You take your beer
and go. It's just weird. It's just strange. Okay.
You know what? We're going to bring in.
Yeah. You know what? Let's bring in.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing for the first time on Dirty Mo Live, Mr. Brandon Brown.
Brandon, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Would you like to read the tweet?
I don't even know what it is. Absolutely not.
Oh, you're gonna see a lot of this. You're gonna see a lot of this in South Boston.
All right,
Boston.
Let's just get this over with. Because I feel like we're teasing it.
I don't envy you because I ran social media for Chicago and Richmond, and I know your pain.
Yeah.
I know your pain, and I don't want any of it anymore.
Augustino says they live 5 minutes away from Daytona.
Oh man,
dang, that's gotta be
that's kind of a cool.
That's
one.
A nice area.
Near the beach.
Yeah.
How are y'all reading that far away?
It's a struggle for sure.
I'm doing all right, but.
Hello, James.
James, we've seen James before. Brandon.
All right, Robert, I was working at a burger booth at my dad's squadron's fundraiser, and a big gut guy, drunk as hell, came up and ordered a bunch of hamburgers.
I've been there.
So far, so good, right? Have you been here? Have you been where I'm about to read?
No, I have not.
This guy, drunk as hell, had vice grips on his nipples and they were bleeding. He
Why?
Was unfazed.
Huh? Yeah.
Why?
I don't even know.
Gosh.
This is at a fundraiser. I don't even know if this has to do with NASCAR at all. This just might be the craziest story Robert has ever had.
That was at my family reunion.
Like nowhere in this does it say it's a NASCAR infield story.
Are we sure this person knows what vice grips are? Like, how would a nipple like support that amount of weight?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like,
I this has got to be a big dude.
Well, Travis, who just stepped off screen, he's got his shirt off. Can we can we bring him in? Try it
the
out.
The vice grips are in the corner, Travis. Just go grab them.
Test one out first, and if it holds, you can do the other one.
Yeah, I feel like that would be a Talladega infield story, but this was at a fundraiser.
Yeah.
So,
it could have been at the Talladega.
Was it a fundraiser at Talladega?
I don't know. Yeah, that could be that would be the thing I think that would connect it, but
yeah.
I don't know. Sounds pretty painful. I mean, I would know from experience, but
would
would.
Would.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, would. Yeah.
All right.
No. Where were we? That kind of we kind of derailed ourselves here.
I know. What about the chat? Is anybody in the chat?
Oh man, okay, I can't read this. But BPRIV44, they live 10 hours away from Daytona.
Wow.
So that's pretty close too.
That's
that's pretty neat.
Can you hear the cars from there?
By the way, that's like
a day trip.
How far away are we from Daytona?
Yeah, about
we're like 14. Hours, yeah. No. You 14 hours?
What? Where do you think Daytona is?
I don't know. I feel like it takes a long time to drive Daytona. Yeah. How long did it take to drive to Daytona?
It takes about 8 hours to get to Daytona.
Yeah. That's an eight. Yeah.
Eight?
Yeah.
Oh, so we're closer. And we're 8 hours from Daytona.
Oh, 00 said, don't tell me it was a church or school fundraiser.
No, it sounded like it's a squadron fundraiser.
Oh,
whatever that is.
It could be like one
like
of those fundraisers.
You know, like a community thing or something.
You know where the people hold up like the weights or the glasses of beer for as long as they possibly can, and they donate as much money.
Mm. Yeah, so like
for
instead of like holding up beer,
they're holding,
you just have vice grips on your nipples.
Yeah, for as long as they'll hold, and that's how much money you donate.
Need to move on from this. I can't keep talking about this.
Oh man,
I got a cool story. One that's
all
not,
right.
Not you know, but from David Wilkerson on Facebook. He said he was standing in the garage waiting on a rain delay for an IROC race, talking to a different drivers when he noticed that Mario Andretti was talking on the phone on the other side of the garage. Without saying a word to anyone, I casually walked over that way, and after he finished his call, he and I chatted for maybe 30 minutes. Still the highlight of my 40 plus years at Talladega.
Mario Andretti's freaking awesome dude, and that doesn't surprise me at all.
Mario seems like a super nice
guy. Just the most approachable. You can have any type of conversation with him.
Yep.
Very neat. 45 minutes from Daytona for me. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I feel like everybody
is that
a certain distance from
Daytona. I'm gonna start telling people like, oh, so like where are you from? I'm about
eight
hours out of Daytona.
Yeah.
Yeah, Or I tell people, because I'm originally from Chicago, I tell people I'm an hour south of Milwaukee, which is, you know, basically the city of Chicago.
Oh, yeah. I got you. That's
so like you have to be from Chicago, so that's the joke.
Yeah.
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 Man.
Anyways.
Johnny, I only live 14 hours from Daytona.
Who in the chat lives the furthest away from Daytona? And you can't just say hours. I want like state or something that. You know, so we can fact check it a little bit.
Country.
Yeah. You can hear the cars from your bed. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Being 5 minutes away, I think. 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So last week, by the way, we talked a little bit about Texas and our picks. And so Travis
won.
Clapping off camera because he won. Do we want to get into our Talladega picks?
Yeah, we can.
All right.
Ronald says he's 5 minutes from JRM. Well, come on over. The doors are open.
No, wait. We are at JRM.
We're
right
at JRM
right now.
You know, he's going to walk into the...
The doors are open in the gift shop.
That's what I was going to say. He's going to walk in and start waving to
us. The
poor
people who work in the gift shop are probably just like, what? Can they shut those doors?
Yeah, we're probably hurting the gift shop sales.
Yeah, there's
right
no way they're
now.
Selling anything right now because
it's not
of us.
Good. Connecticut for James. Okay.
Oh, North Dakota?
I can hear the neighbor's car from my bed.
oh
man. That is good. That is
great.
Funny. All right, Talladega. Well, that's where we're going. Race number two, the round of 12. William Byron is in. Bubba Wallace, Tyler Reddick, Ryan Blaney, Kyle Busch are the four out. It's going to be an interesting remaining two races of this round, being a wild card type round. Mm-hmm. This is definitely, if you look at especially how Texas played out.
Yep.
All three races are going to be pretty unpredictable. We already saw one of them. Something interesting, too. The winner of the Talladega playoff race has never gone on to win the title. Never gone on.
That is interesting.
So I don't know. Is it bad luck to win at Talladega?
And
in the opposite stat line, the worst finish from a NASCAR Cup Series playoff race. Wait, hold on. The worst finish in a Cup playoff race at Talladega by a driver that went on to win the title in the same year was Kyle Larson, who finished 37th in the 2021 Talladega race.
Man.
So maybe this is the race you have a problem. Although, if you're Bubba, Reddick, Blaney, or Busch, probably not the race you want to have a problem.
Yeah.
You need to have a good race. But yeah, let's see. Who are the... Who are the names that you're keeping an eye on? Who should be worried going into Talladega? Let's start. Who should be worried going into this
Brandon,
race?
You give us your.
Oh boy, I think Kyle Busch should be the most worried of anybody. He's the farthest from the cut line. He has not run well at all in the second half of the season. He came out, won three races, and then he's been basically a ghost since then.
Yeah.
Been self-spinning, wrecking, causing his own problems. But again, Talladega is kind of a you have your people who always run well there, but it's a crapshoot as well.
Yeah.
So I think he's probably going to run the worst of Bubba, Reddick, and Blaney. Out of the bottom four.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I'm going to go with Kyle Busch should be very, very worried.
Yes. I think that's a good one. I think someone who is relieved to have won last week is Kyle Larson. He has the worst average finish out of the 12 active playoff drivers right now. 23.4 at Talladega. One top five, three top tens, six DNFs, and 17 starts.
Did you say Larson won
you
last
picked
week?
The wrong Hendrick car there, buddy.
Huh?
You really didn't watch
Byron,
the race.
Byron won last week.
No, I'm saying at Talladega.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. Wait.
Yeah.
I'm so stupid.
Welcome
okay,
to the show,
wait.
Andrew.
Oh my God. Yeah. I'm
He's
thinking
here.
Because hold on, we were talking about we were looking at last who we okay. We were trying to figure out our DB our Dirty Mo Live.
All right,
we're trying to figure out our Dirty Mo Live picks and Larson won Darlington.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I had it in my head that Larson won the first race
that,
of this
Larson
round.
In your,
but
in your brain,
he
Larson
was
is not safe.
And
okay.
He's not safe. He's very not
well,
safe.
Well, that even helps my point. Larson's not in a good position.
No.
I guess that's probably why he is eighth on this list that yes. currently
yeah.
shows the
and,
like current point standings.
And he's
I should have read that a little more clearly.
He's never won a race at Daytona or Talladega in the Cup Series.
He has horrible
historically
luck.
Runs poorly at those tracks just for either luck's sake or just that's not his style of track, whatever it is, of the people above the cut line, he definitely should be the most nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Larson just is not – he's not a plate racer, man. I don't mean that as a slight towards him. He just has horrible luck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Now that I say that, he's going to go out and win the damn thing.
I look at
like – You remember time. was it last year? I think it was last year where he had a run on I think it was Eric when Ross won. Eric kind of pushed him up and he had that hellacious. Kurt Busch wrecked and Kyle
yep.
didn't quite make it to the line. Like
yep.
he's been there. He ran out of gas at the Daytona 500 in 2017
yeah.
on the white flag. Like he's had opportunities
yep.
to win these races, but again, rotten luck for
yep.
Kyle Larson, and you might. You might expect a little more of the same in the unpredictable Talladega.
Yeah, and again, I kind of look at the DNF stat category to a degree. Obviously, these types of tracks, everyone's prone to a DNF finish, but there comes a certain point where you can kind of control your own destiny, be smart enough to avoid the big ones. Martin Truex Jr. leads the categories by a long shot in DNFs, 13 DNFs at Talladega,
yeah.
in comparison to the best guy to finish a race at Talladega, Ross Chastain, who has finished every single race, zero DNFs. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty remarkable.
At Talladega. So that will
starts.
Be...
Especially for one of the most aggressive drivers
mm-hmm.
On all of the other type of tracks. He just seems to be there. And when he won his Talladega race, too... That's how he won it. He just stayed in line, and he said in his interview, he's like, I just stayed in line and opened up for me. And so he was going to finish third, fourth, whatever it was. He's just lucky and good at these tracks.
So, you know, for as unpredictable as Talladega is, there are still those predictable drivers who do well and can do well and consistently perform the best out of the rest of the field. Let's get into picks. Who finished last? You finished last
yeah.
last week. You picked Kyle Busch.
I didn't pick the driver that finished last.
And
so.
He just about finished last.
Yeah.
Who is your pick for Talladega? And remember, for those just joining, we're doing this DBC pick style. So we even have the DBC picks sheet right here where it shows the drivers we can and cannot pick, who we've picked before. So, Dalton, you cannot pick Ryan Blaney, Kyle Busch, or Brad Keselowski.
Or Justin Haley, it seems.
Or Justin Haley.
I think you, like, purposely
and then
deleted
take a
him
really
off
close look. Take a really close look at your sheet. for all the potential drivers you can pick for this race.
I'm going to take the 13th president of the United States,
Millard Fillmore. Yep, that's a good one. That's a good one. He is on this.
If you can't see it, you probably won't be able to. It is on the list for some reason. Andrew thought that would be funny.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I haven't done super well with these picks, so I think I'm going to go with a guy who's a ringer at these types of races, and I've already picked his teammate slash owner. I'm going to go with Chris Buescher.
Interesting.
Yep.
I pick second, and I think I will pick the other RFK car.
If I could,
out of
I would.
The remaining tracks, this is Brad Keselowski's best shot to take a victory into the next round. Brad Keselowski's my pick. And DBC, everyone seemed to be pretty high on Keselowski. TJ said he wanted to pick himself but didn't want to jinx anything. So I'm going Brad Keselowski. That's my pick.
If I could pick him, I would.
Yeah.
To put it that way. So I'm
Travis,
taking the next thing.
Who you got?
Scream it.
Travis over here. He's coming over.
He just come over.
Put your shirt back on.
Yeah. Here. He's got them vice grips.
Who do I have available?
You have, oh my, you have everyone but Byron, Truex, and Bubba.
I don't have Bubba?
Dang, you don't have Bubba.
Give me C-Bell.
Christopher Bell.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Okay. Brandon, who would you pick?
Oh, man. So he left me a good one. I think that I'm going to have to pick Ryan Blaney.
That's a great pick.
Ryan Blaney for several reasons. In all the metrics, he seems to be at or towards the top at Talladega. Mm-hmm. He's got my notes here. Three plate style tracks. We can't call it restrictor plates anymore because they're tapered spacers.
Whatever, man.
Okay. Drafting tracks.
Drafting tracks. He's got three of those. A couple Talladega wins and you look at it, Joey's out, Cindric didn't make the playoffs, Penske's going to be rallying around Ryan Blaney at this track. We know he's good, we know that the Fords are fast at these tracks, and Penske's going to be doing everything that they can to get Ryan into the next round, so if they find themselves up front, you know that 12 car is going to be a factor, and they're going to push him to the win.
Are there any non-playoff drivers?
That's what I was going to bring up in the chat, actually. Yes. Nicholas says, you think Ryan Preece can win? Chris seems very high on Corey LaJoie. Chase Elliott has the highest average finishing position out of the entire field at Talladega with 14. So this obviously, I think, out of the remaining tracks, highest odds for a non-playoff driver to win, obviously. But there's a lot of talented drivers out there who know how to navigate these tracks.
I think you got to go with Chase there. You just did mention Ricky Bobby just a second ago and Ryan Preece. You know, they got the shake and bake going on.
They do.
So and too, Stuart Haas knows how to manage these races as well. They seem to always be kind of a factor. And Ryan Preece, Chase Briscoe. Briscoe was in line to win Daytona before that last stop, and they had a bad pit stop, and he got behind, and that was kind of his fate. And then he and Preece had the wreck and the flip and all that stuff. Watch those guys, but my non-playoff driver would still be Chase.
We've got a few Ross Chastain picks in the chat. Rosses. Michael McDowell, Bubba. Yeah, a lot of Ross. Austin Dillon. Yeah.
How do you not go against, or how do you go against Bubba saying that he's not going to be a factor? Because you know he's good. Like,
he's won there before, and the victory, I mean, like, they knew the rain was coming.
Yeah.
He held the lead, and, I mean, in terms of racing for a win at Talladega, he knows how to get it done.
100%.
I think Bubba Wallace absolutely could be someone that could do well at this type of track. I mean, the Toyotas seem like they're good at these drafting types of tracks, Daytona, Talladega, the big ones. It will be interesting to see, but we've got our picks. Brandon, you've got a South Boston shirt on.
I do.
Tell us why.
Okay, I've been, helping you produce DBC for the better part of like 2 or 3 months now, but starting in November,
I get to say goodbye to you guys and move up to
he
South.
He gets to.
I get to. it's a privilege to say goodbye. I'm transitioning it right now, but I will be the full-time general manager of South Boston Speedway in South Boston, Virginia, one of the most historic asphalt short tracks in the entire country, where Ward Burton, Jeff Burton, Elliot Sadler, Stacy Compton, among others, got their start in racing, and I couldn't be more thrilled about getting up there and being able to do that.
Where do you even start, like, getting prepared for a job like that?
Yeah. My God. Yes.
Where can we get tickets, too? Yeah.
Travis, you can get tickets, and yes, we also have beer. So
Travis is in.
That's it. That's all Travis needs.
Well, so last year at the Racetrack Revival, which you all are familiar with, at North Wilkesboro Speedway, I worked with the company that put on those races. So I moved to North Wilkesboro to head up like marketing and PR and media and social and everything that you had to do there, but also got to get a side of like management and seeing how a track is run bottom to top when it comes to partnerships and staffing and everything you could possibly imagine. So I got that great experience. And it just so happened that my buddy Chase Brashears, who is the current general manager, who I knew from my time at Richmond Raceway, he called me up one day, and I was like, hey man, what's going on? And he's like, I got something for you. And he's like, I'm transitioning into a new role, which he couldn't tell me what it was at the time, but he's going to be moving on to NASCAR competition, and he's like, would you be interested? And I'm like, absolutely, I'd be interested. So slowly, I went up there and just saw the process, saw how things were done. And after a few weeks, they, you know, I did an interview, they offered me the job. And then over the past month and a half or so, I've been going up to South Boston for every race weekend and seeing every single part of how you run that facility, learning from Kathy Rice, who is a longtime general manager, who is Chris Rice's mom. So huge ties there, and it's going to be awesome. Like there's some things that I don't know what I don't know quite yet, but I'm really, really confident, and that Wilkesboro experience gave me the real big confidence to think that I can actually run a racetrack, which I truly hope I can.
That's awesome. What type of series are going to be running at South Boston?
Mystical Bandit wants to know if the Cars Tour will be
there.
Ooh,
yes. So great, both of you. Cars Tour is going to be there next Saturday, October 7th.
Ooh, what time is green flag?
A little inside
joke.
It's at 7 o'clock. Yeah, green flag, 7 o'clock. Cars Tour, which if you're not familiar, series co-owned by Dale Jr. himself, Kevin Harvick, Jeff Burton, and Justin Marks. Thank you. Yeah. My brain was like, Justin Marks.
I got you.
So they'll be up there, the most competitive late model series in the nation. We'll have, also Kenny Wallace,
ooh,
will be racing with the Cars Tour on October 7th.
Whoa.
As well.
That's going to be awesome.
He's going to be running late model stocks, and then we got the pro late models and some Virginia Mini Cups running too, so it'll be fun.
Dang.
What's your day-to-day going to look like?
Yeah. That's what I want to know.
So with a small staff, which is, it is a very small staff, and we have, people come in to work racing, but I'm going to have to be doing a little bit of everything. Like, I've been learning accounting. I was really bad at accounting in college. like dropped accounting in college.
I barely
passed. Bad, bad, bad. Good with words, not so good with numbers. But we'll have to do, accounting, marketing, social media, staffing, like everything is on the table with a small staff, so we'll be getting a little bit of everything. So the playtime days are the race days. The weekly stuff is more the managerial things, and big shout out to Joe Chandler, the director of communications up there. He's been there forever, was the newspaper editor or the sports editor at the newspaper. Been showing me around town, and you got to, it's a small community, which I grew up in a small community in West Virginia and live in a small community now in North Wilkesboro. And it's so tight knit, and that track is so important to South Boston that you want to get to be a part of the community. And as soon as I move up there, that's going to be one of my biggest things, is being immersed in the community and getting to know everybody.
Well, I hear there's something, some sort of bologna sandwich up there that I got to try.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Listen to this.
Travis,
what'd you say?
You can have beer and bologna sandwich. all in the same
yes.
night.
So
not to mention there's racing.
So
cars tour next weekend.
Yeah, and we got the
7 o'clock green flag.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, ticket $17, $20 at the gate. Oh, kids 12 and under are free. Back to the baloney. So South Boston is notoriously famous in the best possible way for its bologna burger. It's a bologna burger, not a bologna sandwich. So I've got actually a pretty funny bologna burger story. So
does it involve vice grips?
It does not.
No,
it doesn't. No.
Gosh.
But so
selling them at his dad's fundraiser.
So I was a couple years ago when I was living in Richmond. Yeah. I got to talk with Elliot Sadler when sim racing got big. I got Elliot's number and was helping him out with a bunch of sim stuff. He was getting the sim seat and everything. And so I go up to South Boston. I'd never had a bologna burger before, and so the bologna burger, it's a big thick piece of grilled bologna between two buns, and this is the part of the story that it's very important. So I go up to the counter to get my very first bologna burger at South Boston, and the nice lady asks, "Would you like to lettuce and tomato on that?" And my brain was like, just being nice, sure, absolutely. So I tweeted the photo of my bologna burger with the lettuce and tomato on it at Elliot Sadler, and he roasts me. Like, quote tweets it, and it's like, unacceptable. This is an embarrassment. You can't eat a bologna burger that way. Apparently, the way to eat a bologna burger.
Specific way.
Specifically with cheese, peppers, onions, and mustard.
I'm so hungry right now.
We've got a few good comments here, by the way.
Okay.
Sean says, beer and bologna sandwich sounds like something Dick Trickle would have in his suitcase next to his underwear and cigarettes.
Dick Trickle would have that in the car with him.
He would.
A bologna sandwich compartment.
Christopher is typing in from Las Vegas, or AKA 3 days from Daytona.
Yeah.
Christopher.
That's a good answer.
Go buy tickets to Westgate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously,
we're going to be in Las Vegas. I don't know what camera I'm supposed to look at.
I left a call
you.
Early with the Westgate people, by the way, to get here. I was like, hey, guys, sorry, I got to go. I got to go be on Dirty Mo Live.
So the least we could do is...
We were talking about some cool stuff. So if you want to see a show like you've never seen before,
yeah,
go to the Westgate show, buy tickets. It'll be a great time. And apparently, they've got some nice little... I would say incentives,
ooh,
with quotes,
nice.
In the works. So.
Bologna sandwiches?
I hope
maybe.
So.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Could be.
That'd be enough to get me to buy a ticket.
Can anyone say bologna burger in a Elliot Sadler accent?
It's bologna. It runs together.
Bologna.
Okay. Bologna burger.
Bologna burger.
It runs together. Like you got to say it like trying
like
to say it in one syllable.
Oh,
bologna
Travis,
burger.
Travis needs
good.
To come back.
It's almost like Elvis.
Just this.
I think calling it bologna burger makes it sound, it's fried bologna sandwich.
No, it's on a bun,
a sandwich, then
you think white bread.
Calling it a burger.
In the mic.
You guys look so cute sitting together.
It sounds weird calling it a burger, though. It's fried bologna sandwich, right?
It's a bologna burger.
It's not a burger!
That's like, I think we need to trademark bologna burger. Sobo bologna burger.
If Christopher says,
"Yeah." So, ask the chat. What are we calling it here? It's a South Boston bologna burger.
You call it what they call it where it's from.
Yeah, it's true.
But a beignet is just a donut. They just say it's stupid in New Orleans. it's true. But a burger is like to be patted.
Hey, can we see your face? You're like talking like this.
Talk into the mic.
Oh my gosh.
But it sounds delicious. The toppings,
We got South Boston Speedway in the chat.
Hey! It's definitely not a sandwich.
It's a sandwich.
Oh.
South Boston said, yes. Shut the hell up,
yes.
Wow.
Oh, but see?
That was like the most direct. Like, there's no other. That's like going to the dictionary and being like this
God
is the
himself.
Definition.
Uh-huh.
And then the dictionary's like, you're wrong.
Yeah.
He probably commented from his phone.
Actually, look. Hold on, let's see.
Nothing on my phone right now. I was not commenting. That's got to be, it's the track, man. The track set, what this track says goes.
Do you guys offer a different kind? Can I get pepper jack cheese on it?
I don't, now we can't. I'm going to be the general manager. If you show up, you can get pepper jack cheese.
Barbecue sauce?
We might have barbecue sauce that you can add.
Your first promise.
But.
I don't want mustard.
But I, whatever odd, weird stuff you put on it, I'm going to tweet it at Elliot Sadler and let him have it with you.
Bologna sandwich it is. Let's go.
No, I can't. I can't clap to that.
No way.
We need to get a bigger couch.
Hey, yeah. I saw Christopher. See?
We got space here. It's like I want like a mic sectional. And it's like right here. Yeah.
Maybe like a coffee table.
Lazy boy.
Yeah.
A lazy boy.
Yeah.
Just do the podcast.
Or we should do one of them inflatable kiddie pools.
I do a great impression of a hot dog.
Right here. That's really nice.
This show is off the rails.
That was really,
and that's what makes it most entertaining. We had South Boston Speedway commenting here in
Pepper
the chat.
Pepper Jack cheese should be the only cheese.
That limits a lot of choices for a lot of different people.
I said Baligma.
I saw that from Della.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, man.
Balog.
Yeah, you're right, Balogna. Chase. You tell him. Thanks.
South Boston, if Brandon keeps trying to change ingredients on my sandwich, he'll have a short career here.
Oh, I never thought Dirty Mo Live would be the reason why someone gets fired before they
believe
ever get
you,
alive.
Got I'm fired. Not, I wasn't trying to change I was trying to accommodate Travis to come up and spend his money with us.
You had him at beer. You didn't really need a whole
true.
Lot of other convincing.
Sorry, eat something else.
Wow. Man, South Boston Speedway with the I want to go and see a race. I've never been.
Yeah, never been to South Boston.
Never
so,
been.
How far is that from here?
It is from right here about 3 hours, 15 minutes. Okay. So easy drive.
It's
you
like
can go up if you want to. Go check out Martinsville. Come over to Danville. Check out Peyton Sellers Race Shop. And then mosey on over to South Boston. You can check out the new schedule, which we just released for 2024.
Okay.
It's out right now. So
nice.
Plan your trip accordingly, and we will accommodate you however you'd like, except for Pepper Jack cheese, maybe.
I love it.
Yeah. He'll bring his own toppings. Yeah.
Sir, you need to empty your pockets.
Yeah.
It's just some Pepper Jack cheese.
It's like the original burger place. I think it's like in Connecticut or something. They're like, you can bring your own ketchup, but we will not serve it to you. So same with Pepper Jack cheese.
Like Seinfeld, where they bring their own syrup to the restaurant.
Exactly. And they throw them out.
Yep.
It's like,
yep.
If you ever bring this in here again, you're out.
Exactly that. Uh-huh.
We have a viewer from New Zealand, by the way.
Oh!
I just want to shout that out. That's pretty
cool.
Hold
on. I'm going to map New Zealand to Daytona.
Huh? What'd you say?
That's pretty far away from Daytona.
It's way more than 14 hours driving.
Yeah.
I could tell you that much.
New Zealand.
Yeah, it's
it won't even let me. It won't even let me get directions.
Y'all got bologna burgers in New Zealand?
Yeah,
I bet they do.
What's your version of bologna burger?
Man,
what? I don't know. So like there's a night in North Wilkesboro. There's an Australian burger place that opened up at, like right downtown, and they have a special. And I'm not gonna say it right, but it's like a risole burger, and it's very special.
Bless you.
Yeah, thank you.
Nice.
So that might be the equivalent.
Traveling via what?
Oh man, pigeon, emu. What do they have? Kiwis?
I feel like that'd
be
longer
than
they
are kiwis.
I feel like I'm
But I don't think you can ride one.
And I'm not meaning to. I'm sorry.
No.
Anyways, I feel like this has gone off the rails here. You mentioned it, Dalton. Don't forget to buy tickets to our Westgate show in Las Vegas. Christopher says they're going to be in Vegas. Actually, Micah, here, cut to this camera right here if you haven't already. I'm talking directly to Christopher
and
right now.
You're having him call the shots?
I want to see you at the show, Christopher. All you got to do is go to dirtymomedia.com/live to buy tickets.
Or search Dale Jr. and Friends, Dirty Mo Media Live, Dale Jr. and Friends on Ticketmaster, and it'll come up.
Even easier.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I'm done talking to Christopher.
Yeah, Christopher can.
Next time I want to talk to Christopher is in Vegas.
Yep, face to face.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly that.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Also, another note.
Yeah.
They are, DBC is doing a show or an appearance
at Charlotte Motor Speedway.
The weekend of the Roval.
That is going to be after the Xfinity race in the fan zone.
Okay.
And I want to, we're going to bring some vice grips. We're going to bring some Pepper Jack cheese.
Let's make a shopping list. Vice grips, Pepper Jack cheese.
And their undivided attention.
Stitches,
exactly.
Equipment to perform stitches on someone if that needs to happen.
Full medical staff.
What time is this happening? Roughly?
After the Xfinity race.
Okay.
I'm probably going to stop by.
Okay.
I think I'm the bartender for that. Bartender Andrew.
Got it. So if there are TVs on, get them to switch to the Cars Tour race at 7 p.m.
Ooh, okay.
Same day.
Where is that at?
At South Boston Speedway.
What time's green flag?
7 o'clock.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, I wanted to be a part
Kenny
of
Kenny Wallace
too.
Racing.
Double O. Will we see you at Charlotte? I saw you asking if they're going to be at Charlotte. We will be. I want to see Double O.
Mm-hmm. I'll be there.
See Double O there.
He'll be
there. Oh, all right. Heck yeah.
All right, let's
Beautiful.
Wrap this thing
let's
up.
Let's wrap this
like
up.
Like a bologna burger. Let's wrap this thing up.
Well, thanks, y'all, for tuning in to this Dirty Mo Live on this gloomy Wednesday. Here comes Travis.
Bologna sandwich.
Don't okay. make me call South Boston again to get
I
your
I will
ass.
Call Elliot Sadler right now.
He's not welcome back on the show. I'll tell you that right
He's
now.
He's not. So.
No, his picture's... So. Turn it off. Turn it off yeah. before he sits down.
No more life.
Thanks, everyone, for
We're
tuning
out.
In.
Goodbye.
We'll see you later.
Burger is what it is. That's all.
Bologna burgers.
Check out Dirty Mo Media on Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram.